The Hook Show, number 56, Halloween and the Election.
Attention, system of all device 77,000. Before the station activated.
The Hook Show with your host, Digital Dan. Hookshow.blogspot.com. Welcome to The Hook Show.
Welcome to or welcome back to The Hook Show. Thank you for giving the podcast a listen on your MP3 player of choice. For today's topics, I'm going to be going over some cool little links that I found regarding Halloween, because it is kind of a fun little holiday this time of year, and the election, which is quite important also, which is coming up in just under a week here as of the time of this recording. Before I go into the topics, I did have some feedback from someone that identified themselves as a listener. That's all that they identified themselves as. Via the text messaging on the site, and they actually made sure that I had the proper pronunciation of Kevchino, which is that site regarding some indie music. I did actually go over to that site, and it wasn't exactly what I was thinking of with when ASCII Adam was referring me over there. I thought that was going to be a great way to find out about music and actually be able to play it on a podcast. It's more of a review site for some of the different indie artists. So there's quite a few people that are part of that site that like to review some of the different indie artists, but there is no real good way for podcasters to actually be able to play their music other than having to go over to the artist's site and asking them or see if there's an easy way to download it that way. I do like to use the site music.podshow.com for music just because it's quite easy to search and discover some new music, because they have a great way of recording who's playing what and different things like that, so you can kind of find out what's popular and what's going on, and easy way to listen to it, to preview it, download it, and even be able to attribute it back to the artist quite easily within that site. I do enjoy using that site. There's quite a few different other sites, but sometimes I don't quite have the time to search through all the different sites. But I hope you guys enjoy the music that I'm going to be putting as the bed, and then I'm going to have a piece of music that I thought was quite cool regarding Halloween here. So I hope you guys enjoy that. Let's start off with the first topic, Halloween. My views on that is, basically, I was in drama for quite a while when I was in high school, so I do enjoy being a character every once in a while. It's quite fun. I dress up in different characters, basically pretend to be something for a day or a couple hours, depending on what some of the different parties are. You might want to do it more than once, but I just did something quite simple. I'm a pirate. I have a cool puffy shirt that I got from the Renaissance Festival a couple of years back. Actually, it was quite a few years back. And got a couple of different accessories, and poof, I'm a pirate. Arr. I did post a picture on that over on Flickr and on Facebook, so I hope you guys enjoy that little thing. So I'm going to have a link to some other cool little Halloween costumes that I came across. Pumpkin carving is quite a cool little medium for artistic creativity at this time. Also, I made a cool pumpkin for this year regarding to podcasting. I took the podcast logo and carved it into a pumpkin. I basically took it from memory, and after looking at the actual logo itself, I made a few different errors in it, but I think it turned out pretty well. I'll have a link to couple other cool little pumpkin carvings too, so you guys can check that out. It's quite humorous what creativity some people are coming up with. And then to customize your computer and cell phone and all, spookify all these things just for the Halloween season, just to have some fun with it, I'll have some links over to some cool Halloween themes that you can put on Firefox, because you can easily customize that. Even some cool little desktop backgrounds that pretty cool. Or came across some even Blogger themes that you can put on your blog just for this time of year. Just have some fun with that. I've been using a site called Mixer, M-Y-X-E-R. It's a cool little site to customize your cell phone with wallpapers and ringtones and that kind of stuff. The way that they have it set up is quite cool. You just set up an account with your cell phone, and when you find a wallpaper or ringtone, or they even have some games, some things are dependent on your phone or even your service as to what you can use on there, but there's some things you have to pay for if you want to, as with a lot of these different ringtones this day and age, or wallpapers. But I like to try to find as many free things as possible to customize it, and there's quite a few different free ones. Easy way to search it, too. Once you find a wallpaper that you like, you just download it to your phone, and what they basically do is you send it in a text message, and once you get that text message, you just say save as wallpaper or save in pictures, and then just allocate it to being a wallpaper. Easy as that. With ringtones, since I have a Verizon service, it's a little bit different. There's a limitation there. The way I have to do that is I can't text it to my phone, just because there's a limitation in the service. So the way these guys over at the site know about all these different limitations within the cell service providers. So within Verizon, they say just download the MP3 of the ringtone and you basically email it to your phone, or you can just download it to a memory card and just put it to your phone. You can easily customize your phone. At this time of year, you come across all sorts of scary stories or campfire stories. Over at Google Book, I think that's the Gutenberg project, where they're scanning in a bunch of different books and putting into public domain. They want to make sure that it's non-commercial use. It's basically library books that they got from all sorts of different libraries. One of them that I read was from a Harvard library. And they have a specific part of their site now that's for scary stories. So if you're trying to find a scary story for this time of year, you can just go over to the scary story site. And then there's horror movies. Watching horror movies or scary movies or Halloween-themed movies. I remember within the last couple of weeks here, I've watched Edward Scissorhands and Van Helsing. Cool little Halloween themed ones. And then I came across a site that has the top 10 public domain horror movies, so you can check those out if you think that would be right up your alley at this time of year too. So I'm gonna have that full song right now, other than the background music or ambient music that I've had as the bed throughout what I've been chatting about the last couple of minutes here. So hope you guys enjoy that. Then I will chat about my second topic, which is the election, and some things that you should know about that. Enjoy.
Spine creeps into my heart and haunts certainly tasty from your forehead to your feet.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the music there. I was listening to quite a few different pieces of music for Halloween, and I thought that was quite appropriate. For a second topic for today, I'm going to be going over the election. I'm not going to go over who I feel is the candidate of choice, because it's a personal choice. There is some sites that you can go over to discover information about each candidate. I don't exactly agree with 100% of what each candidate is chatting about or trying to say at this time. But you can compare and choose what you feel is the best candidate for you. First off, you want to make sure that you're registering to vote. I came across a site that's rockthevote.org. Actually, I found out about it through Facebook. There is a nice little form that I came across there. Just easy form to just register to vote. And I think you can either send it in or just bring it into your polling place, and it makes it a whole lot easier at that time. And then for some of the coverage in this Web 2.0 age of the internet, if you will, of some of these sites are using creative ways of covering the election or commentating on it. I came across current.com, where they had a site that was referring to Hack the Debate, where through Twitter postings you could do some commentary on the debates as they were happening. So it was, you'd have to get a cable channel or satellite channel to watch it as it was going on, because it was on a very specific channel. It wasn't on one of the regular networks. But basically what they were doing is, as the debate was going on the lower third, they had Twitter postings that people were doing, scrolling on the bottom. So you could watch as several people in the Twitter community were making their own commentary. I thought that was quite neat. And then over at Hulu.com, I've been able to rewatch some Heroes episodes. Sometimes I'm not able to catch all of the episodes, so I was going over there a few times to rewatch some of those different parts that I thought I have missed. But you can actually rewatch some of the coverage or even some of the debates that was going on over there. So if you wanted to pick apart what some of the candidates were saying about each topic, if you agree with it or not, if you didn't quite catch it. And then lastly, over at Lifehacker, they have the top 10 web tools for the election season, where you can compare candidates, find out about some of the different polling, even some of the YouTube clips that's going on, find out within quotes who's saying what about it, find out about some voter information, all sorts of useful tips. Oh yeah, it was Microsoft's Live Labs. This is a cool thing. On the top 10, it's number 3. It's basically tracking, developing stories and blogs and news sites. They're able to live track some of the different election coverage, what was going on within the news commentary or blogging or people, different things like that, and you can actually track it and see what's going on there. So it's quite fun to see some of the different things there, and then one that's regarding fact-checking. So all sorts of interesting links to check out there and find out what you feel is the best candidate for you. It's the best thing to do is find out as much information as possible regarding your candidates for presidential or even local elections, see what they're saying about. That will do it for now. I just wanted to have a quick podcast for you guys for this time of year. Hope you guys enjoyed this, and that'll do it for The Hook Show. Talk to you soon.
That's going to do it for this show. Digital Dan would love to hear from you. Email your comments, hookshow@gmail.com, or visit the website, hookshow.blogspot.com, for all the other good stuff. This show is a proud member of the podcast community, Blueberry. Find out more at blueberry.com. And is also affiliated with Podcast Minnesota at podcastmn.org. Thanks for listening to The Hook Show from hookshow.blogspot.com.